Welcome to our Pentecost Sunday service for Sunday the 31st of May. Wonderful that you can join with us to celebrate this day and to worship our Lord together. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Let me start with a prayer for Pentecost Sunday. Holy One, when Christ ascended into heaven to reign with you in power and glory, you sent the Spirit of truth to guide us into the way, the truth, and the life of Christ. Let your Spirit, our Advocate, guide us still, preserving us from judgment, protecting us from sin, and leading us into righteousness, so that we may testify to the good news, fullness of life, and joy for all, through Jesus Christ our Saviour, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the passage of Scripture for us today from 1 Peter 2. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. From Revelation 5, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise. I invite you to join with me in our thanksgiving. Gracious God, we humbly thank you for life and health and safety and for all that is beautiful in creation and human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our seasonal prayer for the day. Almighty God, at the feast of Pentecost, you sent your Holy Spirit to the disciples, filling them with joy and boldness to preach the gospel. Empower us with the same Spirit to witness to your redeeming love and draw all people to you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading for Pentecost Sunday is from Acts 2, 1 to 21, which is perhaps our primary reading for the day. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at the sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one of them heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya beyond belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm for today is Psalm 104. Verses 26 to 36. Lord, how various are your works. In wisdom you have made them all, and the earth is full of your creatures. There is a wide, immeasurable sea. There move living things without number, great and small. There go the ships to and fro, and there is that Leviathan whom you formed to sport in the deep. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are troubled. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. If he look upon the earth, it shall tremble. If he but touch the mountains, they shall smoke. And I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have any being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for my joy shall be in the Lord. And our New Testament reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 to 3, really talking about the spiritual gifts. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray by to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our gospel reading is taken from John 20, 19 to 23. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let me share about Pentecost, something that I believe is really important for us as Christians and as the church to understand, not to fear, but to understand God with us. This season celebrates the arrival of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, and if you like, the beginning of the mission of the church. Some celebrate it as the birthday of the church. So when did the Holy Spirit come? And now this day was already called Pentecost. Pentecost means 50 days after Passover, which is when Jesus died. This was one of the three great Jewish festivals, which explains why there were so many people from all over the known world. All those names in verses 7 to 12 that I struggled to pronounce and probably got wrong. So they were all gathered there for this celebration of Pentecost already. And this festival was the, we might call it the Festival of Harvests from Leviticus 23:16. And the Festival of Harvest was a bit like a harvest Thanksgiving that some churches do or have done in the past, where you would bring the first fruits of the harvest as an offering to God. Now, in our churches, we usually do this with tins and non-perishables, but really it was that first part of the harvest as it was brought in. And in 2 Corinthians 1:22, the Holy Spirit is referred to as the first installment of what God will give us. A first fruits, if you like, from God to us. A first installment or a deposit. At the festival where people gave their first fruits to God, God gave the first fruits, that first installment or deposit of life with him. We have a part of God living within us, John 14:17. And this is a bit that's perhaps got my attention this year. At the moment, I'm doing some studies through the theology of the Old Testament, and I'm at Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy. And some of all that real technical stuff that no one likes to read is all about how do we as sinful people get to come into the presence of God. And it's very complicated. Have a read. Might do your head in. But it shows how complicated it is for sinful people to be in the presence of a holy God. And one thing that can really be quite amazing for us to ponder is that at Pentecost, and as God has given the Holy Spirit to us, Holy Spirit being part of God, that instead of us having to do all this work and sanctification, all this trying to do our very best and to be clean and holy, to be able to come into God's presence, as a result of Jesus' death on the cross, God comes to us. And to be in us, even though we're not holy, but we're cleansed through Jesus' death on the cross. And that's why that is so central. This is where our Old Testament can actually be really helpful to us, as much as it's quite difficult to understand some of it. So we as unholy people, though forgiven by Jesus through his death on the cross in our place, now have God with us wherever we are. So in some senses, if you like, that you're not here in this particular church with me at the moment while I'm recording this, it almost doesn't matter. Because the same Holy Spirit that's within me and that I'm preaching about is within you wherever you are. Whether you're watching this with other people or watching it on your own, the Holy Spirit is with you as much as it's with me as we come to Jesus and seek his forgiveness through Jesus' death on the cross. So this is some of the amazing thing about the day of Pentecost. God is with you as you're watching this, whenever that might be, as much as he's with me as I'm here trying to share with you about this special gift. So not to be fearful of, as unfortunately some sort of go down that track, but something to be immensely grateful to God for. And I hope, if nothing else, with all the other things I say, if that's the main thing you take away, this amazing gift that God is with you wherever you are, that's probably the most important thing. If that's enough, you can turn it off, but hopefully you'll keep with me. The liturgical colour in the Anglican Church and a couple of others for Pentecost is red, and so today we've got the frontal on our altar and some red flowers, and I thank those who are part of putting them on display for us. And the red is really as a symbol of the tongues of fire that rested on the apostles, signifying the gift of the Holy Spirit. As I said, the Holy Spirit is part of God, part of the Trinity, and next Sunday is Trinity Sunday, so I get to try and explain to you something that I don't understand, but we'll have a go at that. So the Holy Spirit is God with you. The Holy Spirit within each believer. So last week we had from Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you will be my witnesses to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So we do these things with the help of God within us. A couple of other good passages, John 16:12, where Jesus is speaking to his disciples. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. So if you're reading your Bible and you're not understanding, you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand and see what difference that might make. There's lots more that can be said, but I'll try and keep it short. There's two big things with the Holy Spirit for us as we live our lives. The first is the fruit of the Spirit, and then the other is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit, and this is found in Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Great passage to go and have a look up. So Galatians 5:22-23. And with the fruit of the Spirit, it's a bit like a tree. You can tell the tree by the fruit it produces. If there's apples on it, it's probably an apple tree. If there's pears on it, it's probably a pear tree. You know, it's pretty simple. And these are the fruit that if we're a follower of Jesus, we should be showing. And that's how people can tell that you're a Christian. Let me read them again. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, if you know me, you probably know I'm not good at all of those. But with God's help, that can keep being improved, and so it can with all of us. But that's the fruit for God to develop within us. So the fruit of the Spirit is for everyone and all of them. And so if there's some in particular you struggle with, then ask God to help you, because it's the fruit of the Spirit. The next is the gifts of the Holy Spirit, or spiritual gifts. And this is the one that people perhaps struggle with, unfortunately. And but look, if we can get our heads around it and if we can accept it, God can really do amazing things. So there's a couple of different places in the Bible where we have the spiritual gifts. Romans 12, 6 to 8. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 11. Ephesians 4, 11. And 1 Peter 4, 11. So there's all these different spiritual gifts. And perhaps one way of knowing about spiritual gifts, if there's something that you find, you know, when you're doing something for God or in other areas of life, if there's something that you find really easy that other people are terrified about doing, perhaps stop and think that that might be something that God has given you a special ability to do. The flip side of that is, be very gracious to others when they can't do what you find so easy. Because it's not just you, it's you and the Holy Spirit helping you to do that. One of the big things in our Acts passages were the disciples were speaking in other languages. And so people from all those other nations could understand them in their native language. And so different, so the gift of tongues, the most controversial one probably. So yes, it is a spiritual gift. Particularly in the early church, it was a real proof that you had the Holy Spirit. I don't believe that's the case now, and I don't believe everyone does have the gift of tongues. Some will disagree with me, that's fine. Because it's the Holy Spirit who chooses what spiritual gifts you will get. And no one's got all of them. And the beauty of that is we need to work together, and then we've got all the spiritual gifts represented, and everything can happen well. There's quite a number of different passages in the Bible that can help us to understand that. The Holy Spirit gives us power to witness, gives us the words to say, grows the church, teaches and reminds us of all that Jesus taught. So it's not new information, but it's helping us to understand it better. Is our deposit of our future with God. So embracing life with the Holy Spirit within you is getting that little deposit, a glimpse of what it will be like to live in God's presence. Gives joy, guides us. Healing the depth of our hearts is work that cannot be done alone. It requires openness to the Holy Spirit and time to reflect and hear from the Holy Spirit, to live the way God designed us to live. Quick summary. The Holy Spirit is God, part of the whole. So we've got God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God that lives in the believer to help us and to be a guarantee of our salvation and to equip us for God's work. Again, those spiritual gifts were given for the common good, not for the glorification of the individual, but to help everyone as we serve our loving God and share his love and compassion with others. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join with me in our affirmation of faith. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, you've probably heard that affirmation of faith over the last couple of weeks, but did you catch all the bits about the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end? This is the gift that God has given us, a gift for us to embrace. Let us now lead into a time of confession of sins, because like me, you're probably not perfect at all those fruit of the Spirit and many other things, and we do need God's forgiveness. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have broken your holy laws and have left undone what we ought to have done. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God desires that none should perish, but that all should turn to Christ and live. In response to his call, we acknowledge our sins. God pardons those who humbly repent and truly believe the gospel. Therefore, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. It's from Ephesians 2, 4 to 5. I'd now like to lead us in our corporate prayers this Pentecost Sunday. Holy Spirit, Lord and giver of life, at the beginning of time you moved over the face of the waters. You breathe into every living being the breath of life. We pray for the world that you love. Be with all those who are suffering violence or injustice, those struggling with our constantly changing rules and restrictions, and for the grieving. Come, Creator Spirit, and renew the whole creation. Holy Spirit, Spirit of peace, you break down barriers of language, race, and culture, and heal the divisions that separate us. Be with those who are persecuted, exploited, the marginalized. Guide all the elected to positions of authority in the world. In their power, grant them humility, that they may make wise and compassionate decisions and govern people with justice and with peace. Come, liberating Spirit, and free us from the power of sin and death. Holy Spirit, voice of the prophets, you inflame men and women with passion for your truth, and through them call your people to the ways of justice and compassion. We pray for Bishop Matt as he leads our diocese. We pray for the registry staff as they support us in many ways, and particularly at this difficult time. We pray for the clergy and ministers of all churches as we seek to serve and glorify you in different ways at this time. And we pray for all churches around the world, as many are not able to gather physically. But we give you thanks for the Holy Spirit, that we're still together through your Holy Spirit. We pray too for those who are missionaries in many foreign nations. We pray for their protection and for wisdom for them, but that you might use them and us to reach out to others to share your love and mercy. Come, Spirit of righteousness, and burn in our hearts. Holy Spirit, advocate, teacher, You speak to us of our Lord and show us the depth of his love. Grant us the wisdom, the will, and the strength to be living examples of your love, that in serving together we may glorify you, our Saviour and Lord. Come, Spirit of Truth, abide in us and lead us in the ways of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, wind and flame, you filled the disciples with joy and courage, empowered them to preach your word and to share your good news. We remember before you, O Lord, our families and friends. We hold before you their longings and hopes for the future and their pains of the past. We ask that you are present with them each day of their lives, teaching them surely but gently of your everlasting love. Come, Spirit of power, make us bold witnesses of your redeeming love. Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus, by your power, Jesus came to bring good news to the poor and release to those held captive. We remember before you all who are sick, all those in pain, and all those who are afraid. Be with them and all who care for them, and may the Holy Spirit surround them with your love and inspire them with your strength and give them comfort and peace. In their pain, give relief. In their tiredness, give rest. If in addiction, give freedom. And if it be your will, restore them to health and fill their lives with joy. Holy Spirit, Lord and giver of life, at the close of the age, all creation will be renewed to sing your praises. Stir our faith, that when we are weighed down by doubts and fears, we may know deep in our hearts the truth of your love, the truth of your presence through the Holy Spirit. And help us to be ready to accept the mystery of faith without seeking always to understand. Come, Creator Spirit, and make us new creations in Jesus Christ. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are confident to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Loving God, we thank you for hearing our prayers, feeding us with your word and encouraging us in our worship today. Take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Living God, you sent the Holy Spirit to breathe life into your church. Let us no longer be captives to fear, but messengers of your saving love, so that all may be reconciled in you through Jesus Christ our peace. May the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will, working in you what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining with us today.